Today's daf is Soita Daf Lamed Gimel. We have 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Kriya Shema. Today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Elazar, Ben Yibodol Chaim, Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So yesterday, we began the seventh perek of Masechta Soita, perek Eilu Nemarim, which is very much the home stretch of the Masechta. In fact, you can almost divide Masechta Soita into two parts. There's Daf Beis through Daf Lamed Beis Ish, which discusses the laws of Soita, and then there's from Daf Lamed Gimel until the end of the Masechta, which very much does not discuss the Inyanim of Masechta Soita. It's actually interesting because there's a minig in some circles in Chabad that they learn Masechta Soita between Pesach and Shavuos. 49 days, and Masechta Soita is 48 dafin, but it goes to Daf Mem Pes, and it's Yodua in the Svarim HaKadoshim that Sfiras HaOmer is made up of really two components. There's the first 32 days of Sfiras HaOmer, which is Yimei Avelos, and then you have Lag BaOmer until the end, which is Yimei Simcha. The Ramchal says that there are 49 days in Sfiras HaOmer. It's Merumiz in the Gematria of Lev Toiv. But Lev Toiv is two words. So there's the first 32 days, which is Lev, and then there's the latter 17 days, which is Toiv. It's interesting, Masechta Soita literally mirrors that inyan of Lev Toiv. Through Daf Lamed Beis, we're dealing with the laws of Soita, and then from Daf Lamed Gimel until the end of the Masechta, you're going to forget that we were ever learning Masechta Soita. But regardless, yesterday we began a new parak, a new chapter here in our Masechta, and it deals with certain parashiyos that can be recited b'chol lashon versus other parashiyos that have to be said dafke b'lashon hakodesh. The Mishnah said, Eilun amarim b'chol lashon, parasha soita, vidui meiser, kriyashma, tfilo, brichs hamaz, and shvuos ha'edis, and shvuos ha'pekadim. The Eilun amarim b'lashon hakodesh, mikro bikurim, chalitza, brachos v'klolos, brichas koyenim, ubrichas koyen gadol, parashas hamelech, parashas eglo arufa, u'mashuach milchama. Two lists. One list of things that could be said b'chol lashon, and then a second list of things that have to be said dafka b'lashon hakodesh. Tosfos, in the beginning of the perek, asks Akasha, Teima, amai shayir halal, v'kiddush al Shabbos, u'birchas ha'peiros, u'birchas ha'mitzvos. Tosfos says there are four things that I believe that were omitted completely from the Mishnah. Number one, halal. Number two, kiddush. Brachos, as in Sai Berchas HaPeiros, in Sai Berchas HaMitzvahs. And Tosfos Kasha is that it should be in the first list. The list of things that on Emor and B'chol Lashon, L'chura should have included those four things. And Tosfos says, V'nira, the reason that the Tanya of the Mishnah didn't mention them is because these things on Emor and B'chol Lashon, but Afilu Einu Shemeya, even if you don't understand the language, Hilkach Lo'idomu Lahani D'masnis, and therefore it's not similar to the Eilun Emor and B'chol Lashon in the Mishnah, Din Emor and Davka B'lashonim, that can be said B'chol Lashon, but only if you speak the language. If you don't speak the language, they can't be said. In other words, Tosfos is saying that really there's a third list. There's a third list of things that on Emor and B'chol Lashon, however, different than the Eilun Emor and B'chol Lashon in our Mishnah, because the Eilun Amarim B'chol Lashon in our Mishnah is Davka B'Lashon Shuhu Shemeya, as opposed to these other things that the Tanya of the Mishnah omitted, those things could be said B'chol Lashon and Afilu B'Lashon She'ena Shemeya. And really what you see from Tosfos is a Chiddush, and that is that Lashon HaKodesh is considered a Lashon whether you understand it or whether you don't understand it. However, as it relates to Shalashonis, you would have to understand it. There is a time, however, where Kol Lashon can have a chshivos afilu eino shemeya. Those are the things that Tosfos mentions in our Mishnah. Incidentally, on the topic of Lashon HaKodesh, so this is something that we've spoken about a lot in the past, and what we did, Be'ezus Hashem, is we linked some related raid bites that are very, very much nogeo, the whole theme of what we're learning now. Eilu Nemarim B'chol Lashon, and then some of the specific dafen. When we learn Masechtas Nedarim, we did Lashon HaKodesh part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4. Just to have an overview of what it is, V'tein L'chacham V'yech Gamoid, Lashon HaKodesh part 1 discussed the uniqueness of Lashon HaKodesh. So what makes Lashon HaKodesh more of a chash of a Lashon versus all the other Lashonis? And we talked about it both from a halachic perspective and a little bit from a pnimius perspective. Lashon HaKodesh part 2, we discussed whether studying Lashon HaKodesh, the language, is that a mitzvah? Maybe it's a sif katan in the world of Talmud Torah? Could you study Lashon HaKodesh in a Beis HaKisei, for example? Lashon HaKodesh part 3 was a little bit of a history. There was a time that Yidden spoke in Lashon HaKodesh. And then somewhere along the way, Yidden stopped speaking in Lashon HaKodesh. We spoke out a little bit from the V'yoyal Moshe, the Satmar Rav's Maimra on Lashon HaKodesh, Ayin Sham, and then Lashon HaKodesh part 4, which is very much negated today's daf, we talked about the Cheshivas of Aramaic. So Aramaic also has a Cheshivas. Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, the Zohar, were all written in Aramaic. The certain tefillahs that we say in Aramaic. So obviously Aramaic can't just be another language other than Lashon HaKodesh. There's clearly some Cheshivas to it. There are words in the Torah that are in Aramaic. Daniel and Ezra, parts of it are written in Aramaic. So clearly there's something unique to Aramaic. Either way, we pick up the Gemara's discussion of our Mishnah, and that is Kriyat Shema. So Kriyat Shema was mentioned as one of the things that are Nemarin B'chol Lashon. So Yid has a mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema, Pamayim B'Havo, but you don't have to say it B'Lashon HaKodesh. If you want to say Kriyat Shema in another language, that's something that's going to be okay. Says the Gemara Minola, what's the makar that Kriyat Shema can be said B'chol Lashon, D'chsev? It's based on the pasuk that says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the word Shema means B'chol Lashon Shata Shema. As long as you hear, as long as you understand the language, that is Shema, and then you can fulfill your mitzvah. Tanu Rabban. The Mishnah said that you could say Kriyat Shema b'chol Lashon, but the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now that really was a machloikis. Kriyat Shema kichsov adivei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you have to say Kriyat Shema the way it's written, meaning in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim say b'chol Lashon. It doesn't have to be dafkim b'lashon HaKodesh. You could say it in any language. My time with the Rebbe, what's Pshan Rebbe that holds that Kriyat Shema has to be dafkim b'lashon HaKodesh? Amar Kodesh Pasuk says, V'hoyu hadvorim ho'ela asher anoichim etzavacha ayoyim al levavecha. What does v'hoyu mean? B'havi'yoson yehu. You have to say it the way it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, thus you have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh as well. V'rabbanon. The Rabbanon that hold that Kriyat Shema can be said in any language, what's there? The Pasuk says, Shema, B'chol Lashon Sha'ata Shemea. V'rabbanon, Freik Tegmar Nami Yoksiva Hayu. The Rabbanon who hold that Kriyat Shema can be said in any language because it says Shema, what do they do with Rebbe's Vahayu? Rebbe used Vahayu to teach me that you could say Kriyat Shema only in Lashon HaKodesh. What did the Rabbanon do with Vahayu? Ahu Shalai Yikre'enu L'mafret. That's coming to teach me that you have to say Kriyat Shema in the order that it's written. You can't say it tzirik tzivik. You can't say it backwards. You can't read a l'mafreya. What does l'mafreya mean? So Rashi Masechtas Bracha says l'mafreya means you would say every single word, all 245 words, but you would say it backwards. Emes, Alekechem, Hashem, you would literally work backwards. But Rebbe, Shelo Yikre, Ena L'mafreya Minole. Rebbe, who uses Vahayu to teach me that Kriyat Shema has to be Dafke B'Lashon HaKodesh, how does he know that you can't say Kriyat Shema L'mafreya? Nafkele, he learns it from the fact that it says Vahayu HaDevarim. It could have said Dvarim. It says HaDevarim. The extra hey is coming to teach me a second halacha that you can't be Kriyat Shema L'mafreya. V'Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, why don't they learn that Kriyat Shema can't be l'mafreya from Hadvarim? Dvarim, Hadvarim le'mashmu. They didn't hold that was a drasha. Torah said Hadvarim, not a diak why the Torah didn't say Dvarim. Either way, what does the Chachamim who hold Kriyat Shema b'chol Lashon do with the word Vahayu? It's coming to teach us. Now the Gemara asks on Rebbe. If a Rebbe who holds that Kriyat Shema has to be Dafke B'Lashon HaKodesh, Nami Hoksiv Shema. What about the fact that it says Shema? The Rabbanon used Shema to teach me that you can say Kriyat Shema B'Chol Lashon. What does Rebbe do with the word Shema? Rebbe uses the word Shema to teach me a different halacha, and that is that when a person says Kriyat Shema, he has to hear what it is he's saying. You can't whisper it to the degree that you will not even hear what it is you're saying. V'Rabbanon. How did the Rabbanon know that halacha? Zach the Gemara, they don't know that halacha. Sarvi lo kaman da'ama, they hold like the man da'ama that holds akar yashma. V'loi hishmiel ozna yotza, that if somebody reads Kriyashma and he's not a shmiel ozna, he's yotza. Thus, obviously, Shema is not coming to teach me. To the contrary, what is Shema coming to teach me? That you could be yotza Kriyashma b'chol lashon. So, machloik is Rebbe and the Rabbanon, whether Kriyashma has to be dafka b'lashon ha-kodesh, or whether you could say Kriyashma b'chol lashon. According to Rebbe, dafka b'lashon ha-kodesh, according to the Chachamim, the Chol Lashon. Rebbe's Makar is Bahayu Bavi Yosin Yehu. The Chachamim's Makar is Shema B'Chol Lashon Shata Shemea. What does Rebbe do with Shema? He learns the halacha that Hakoris HaShema V'lo Yishmi L'Oznoi Lo Yatza. What did the Rabbanon do with Vahayu to teach me Shelo Yikre'enu L'Mafret? Zok the Gemara, Lema Kasav HaRebbe. Can we deduce from this Shitas Rebbe that he holds Kol HaTorah B'Chol Lashon Nemer, that the entire Torah can be said in any language. Now, what does that even mean? Kol ha-Torah b'chol Lashon Emro. So Rashi says, Likreis b'beis ha-Knesses. That L'chura says the Gemara, from Rebbe, we should be able to be Meichiach, Achidesh la-Locha. That when you're reading from a Sefer Torah in a beis ha-Knesses, you can read it in any language. Where do you see that in Rabbi Kedisa? Because if you're going to tell me that all Kriyas HaTorah has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, V'hayu D'Kasav Rachman Olam Ali, why would the Torah have to write the word V'hayu in the Parsha Kriyas Shema? Why would I think Faket? Meaning Bishloim of Kriyas HaTorah in general. K'bi B'chal Lashon. So you would think Kriyas Shema also could be B'chal Lashon. Talmud Loim V'hayu that has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. But if you're going to tell me that all Kriyas HaTorah has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, so there's no svar to think that Kriyas Shema should be any different. And from the fact that Rebbein has a pasuk, Zoysoy Meres, says the Gemara, that Rebbe must be of the opinion that Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra. But the Gemara says, no, it's not Muchach, it's Terech. I could say that really Rebbe holds that all Kriyas HaTorah has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Still, the Torah had to say B'Hoyu that Kriyas Shema has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Mishum Lichsev Shema. Because it says Shema, and you see that the Chachamim you Shema to teach me that you can say Kriyas Shema B'chol Lashon. So we need V'Hoyu not to be Mafkia from Kol HaTorah, but V'Hoyu to be Mafkia from Shema v'shtei minei ubei in the parish of Kriyishma. Zok the Gemara Fakir, lemon kasavi rabbanon kol ha-teru kula b'loshon ha-kodesh. Can we prove that the rabbanon hold that the entire Torah could be read b'loshon ha-kodesh? Daf, good, the Esau could die to b'chaloshon, because if you're going to tell me that the entire Torah could be b'chaloshon, Shema d'kos v'rachman olamali, why did the Torah have to tell me Shema, that Kriyishma could be said b'chaloshon? If all Kriyas ha-Torah could be b'chaloshon, why would you think the Kriy of Shema should be any different? So the Gemara says, it's terech, no, there's no hechrech, the same exact svar, mishum d'chsev ha-hayu. It's being that it says Vahoyu, and Rebbe learned from Vahoyu that Kriyishma has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. So I would have thought that maybe Kriyishma is the same way, Talmud Loi Mashema, to teach me that it can be B'chal Lashon. Bottom line is, Machloikis, Rebbe, and the Rabbana, whether Kriyishma is B'chal Lashon, Kriyishma is B'Lashon HaKodesh. If it's B'chal Lashon, it's learned out from Shema, B'chal Lashon Shata Shemeya. If it's B'Lashon HaKodesh, it's learned out from Vahoyu, B'Haviyasin, Yehu. What does the Chachamim do with Vahoyu? What does Rabbi Yossi, what does Rebbe do with Shema? The Gemara addressed that. Can we prove from here, with regards to Kol HaTorah, whether it's B'Lashon HaKodesh or B'Chol Lashon, and the Havim of the Gemara? Yeah, the Maskanas HaGemara, moving along. So the Mishnah again, we're going through the list of Elu Nemarim B'Chol Lashon. And the Mishnah said Parsha Soita, which we discussed yesterday, Uvidui Meiser, we talked a little bit about that as well, Kriyishma, we just discussed, and now we're up to Utfila, says the Gemara. What's the makar that tefila doesn't have to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, but a yid could daven in any language? So the Gemara says there really is no makar. But rachmehi, what is tefila? Tefila is you're asking Hashem for rachmanis. That's essentially what it is. And if that's the case, kolechi d'bayi matzli, it makes sense that you should be able to daven in any language that you want to daven. Meaning, what is tefila at its core? It's rachmi. So if all it is rachmi, doesn't make sense that it should have to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh. It's pshita to the Gemara that you can fulfill your mitzvah of tefila, whether you do it b'lashon hakodesh or whether you do it b'shar l'shoynes. But the Gemara asks Akasha, for tefila b'chal l'shoynes, is that true that you could say tefila in any language? Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, v'oidaman yishaladim tzracha b'lashon aramis. A person should never daven in aramish, in Aramaic. Why not? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, kol ha'shoyl tzracha b'lashon arami. If someone's going to daven in l'shon arami, ein malachi ha'shoris niskakun. The malachi ha'shoris are not going to intervene with this tefillah, lefi, and the reason is she'e malachi asharis makirin b'loshon arami, because the malachi asharis don't understand loshon arami. So how could you tell me that you could say tefillah b'chal loshon l'churi? There should have to be an asterisk, and it should say there's an exception to the rule, and the exception to the rule should be loshon arami, because you see the malachi asharis don't understand loshon arami. Good kasha, zok the gemara loy kasha, it's not a kasha. Habi yachid, habi tzibur, a person that's davening be yichidus. Why? Because when you daven b'yichidus, very often you need the malachi asharis to intervene in your tefillah. And being that they don't understand lashon arami, so therefore it's an issue. When we said that tefillah is b'chal lashon, l'rabba is even lashon arami, that's talking about a person that's davening with a minyan. When you daven with a minyan, Rashi says, you don't need the help of the malachi asharis. As a result, you're dealing directly with the Eibishter. You have a direct line. And if that's the case, who cares that the Malachi Asharis don't understand Lashon Arami? Malachi Asharis Mandachar Shmai. Who's talking about them? You're talking directly to the Bashefa. And as a result, there you'd be able to daven even Lashon Arami. That's what the Mishnah means when it says that tefillah could be B'chol Lashon. Zok the Gemara. Akasha. The Malachi Asharis Malkirin B'Lashon Arami. We're saying the Malachi Asharis don't understand Lashon Arami. Anaf Gemina La'alocha. When you daven in B'yachidus, even though tefillah is B'chol Lashon, but stay away from Lashon Arami. Fatani, we're going to the Braisa. Yoichin Kohen Gadol Shama Paskal Mideis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yoichin Kohen Gadol was once in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he heard a Paskal. Shu Oymed the Paskal said, Nitzchu Talya So it seems there were Pirchei Kohuna, Rashi says, young Kayhanim that had gone to fight a war in Antuchia. And he heard a baskel that said that those legions were successful in the fight that they were fighting. Rashi says that this happened on Yom Kippur. The Nilchamu b'Yom HaKippurim. So this is the first Yom Kippur war. This is taking place on Yom Kippur. And Yoichan Kohen Gadol, Zachta Kohen Gadol, he went lefnai v'lefnin. And he heard this basko. But the bottom line is, the basko was talking which sprach? It was talking Arami. So the Shum, Nachas story, Maisa B'Shem HaNatzadik, Shashom HaBasko in Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he too heard a basko in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shu Oimer, that said the following, Betilas Avidita Da Omar Sano Laiso Aleichalo. So it seems there was some threat that the Yidden were dealing with at the time that was pending, where the enemy was going to send Chevra against the Heichal. And Shimon HaTzadik, here's a baskel again on Yom Kippur that said betelas avidat da'amar sano la'isa aleichalot. Whatever that threat was, it's gone. You don't have to worry about it. Additionally, the Nera Gaskalgus, Rashi says, was one of the melech, one of the melachim of Yavon. He died. Ubatul gzeirosa, and all the gzeiros were batul. V'kasfu oisusha, and they wrote down exactly the second that Shimon HaTzadik heard this paschal. V'kivano, they found out afterwards that exactly what Shimon HaTzadik had heard played itself out. Meaning this was real. But again, what's the kasha? Ubeloshen harami oyoyimer. This all happened. Beloshen harami. Say yoichen kengadol's paschal. Say Shimon HaTzadik's paschal. Now the assumption is that where does a paschal come from? It comes from the melachim. So you see the melachim speak loshen harami. The Gemara says two terutzim. Iba yisem a baskel shiny. Either you can say that a baskel is different. The lashmui avida. The whole purpose of a baskel is for a person to be able to hear it. Right? What's the tachlis of a baskel if you don't hear it? So the idea of the baskel is to hear it, and therefore the malach that's mamun on the baskel, he's an exception to the rule. He knows how to speak lashon haram. But this was the mamalushan that people used to speak back in the day, and being that that's what everybody spoke, so it would be inevitable that this malach would know how to speak Lashon Arami, Ibai same, or you could say Gavriel. It was the Malach Gavriel, the Amamar. Chazal said, "Bo Gavriel, v'lim de'shiva Lashon." That Gavriel went to Yosef HaTzadik and he taught him all the 70 languages so that he could be a proper Mishlo Melech. But the point is that you see, Gavriel is the exception to the rule. He's a Malach that speaks Lashon Arami, and being that he's the exception to the rule, so it's for that reason it's not a kasha, because you could always say that the malach that was saying over those baskels when Yosef and God and Shimon HaTzadik were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was none other than the Malach Gavriel. Now, incidentally, this is something we speak about in those raid bites. From the Gemara, it sounds a little bit that it's Davka Lashon Arami that the Malachi Asharis don't speak. Right? The Mishnah said, Tfilas B'chalosh, every language, I Lashon Arami. Right? It sounds like the other 69 languages that we don't have a problem with. The problem we have is Davka B'Lashon Arami. Is that true? And if it's true, why Lashon Arami? To us, Lashon Arami is more of a Chosh of a Lashon. The Malachim speak English, they speak French, they speak Spanish, they speak Russian, they speak all these different languages. Punk Lashon Arami they don't speak. So again, Ayin Shom. Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah said that Birchas HaMazon is another mitzvah that you could say Bichal Lashon. The Chsiv, the Makar is that the Pasuk says, V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta s'Hashem alaykecha. And you see from there, Bichal Lashon sh'ata mevarach, that you could say it in any language. Rashi says that the Gemara really didn't bring a Makar. There's no drasha here. It says v'yachalta v'zavata v'rachta s'shem alakecha. We understand. The question is in what language. Rashi says it's a good question, and the teretz is that and the chanami there is no makar, and the reason is because you don't need a pasuk. Rashi says the mehechet tasty the be'inun lashon hakodesh. Interesting. So here Rashi says mehechet tasty. What would have been the einfall at all that birchas hamazon should have to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh? There's no svara to think that that should have to be b'lashon hakodesh, and it's for that reason there really is no Makar. In fact, Rashi says that he saw Gersois that they were Geres Minolon. That Birchas HaMazon Minolon, as if to say we're bringing a source. Rashi says, like Yarsinu Minolon, because there's no Makar. We're just quoting the Pasuk to prove that you don't need a Makar. Because all the Torah says is V'yachalta V'savato V'yrachta. As a result, Mechates, it should have to be B'losh and HaKodesh. So there really is no Makar. That Birchas HaMazon has to be Dafka or can be B'chaloshen. And the Mishnah said Shfuas Eidos and Shfuas Hapikot. So what's the Makar? The Shfuas Eidos can be B'chaloshen. The Pasuk says V'nefesh ki secheta V'shama koil olo. V'shama, that's like the word Shema. B'chaloshen shi shemas. Any language is going to be okay. Shfuas Hapikot and Asya techta techta mi Shfuas Eidos. We have Gzeri Shava techta techta from Shfuas Eidos. What is Shfuas Eidos and Shfuas Hapikot? It's that we explained when we learned the Mishnah. V'eilun amarim B'loshen HaKodesh. Moving along. So we went through the first part of the list very, very quickly. The second part is going to take about 2 weeks. But the first part was the Eilun Amarim B'chaloshen, done. Second part is ve'elun amarin b'loshin hakodesh, and the Mishnah said mikra bikurim v'chalitza. It mentioned chalitza v'chulu, and then the Gemara says v'chulu ad mikra bikurim keitzad. So the Gemara wants us to skip about three lines. That's the v'chulu until you get to the words. Right, it's a little loshin site the Mishnah. Ad mikra bikurim keitzad, to get up to the words mikra bikurim keitzad, and that's where we're going to pick it up. So what did the Mishnah say regarding mikra bikurim keitzad? The Mishnah actually brought them a card. How do you know mikra bikurim has to be b'loshen hakodesh? It says v'yonisa v'yomarta lefnei Hashem alekecho ulahalonu oimer. It says regarding the brachos and the klolos of the levim hargrizim and harevel v'anu halevim v'amru malahal b'loshen hakodesh afkam b'loshen hakodesh. Just like the brachos and the klolos, it says v'anu v'amru. And it was B'lashon HaKodesh, so to Mikra Bikurim, where it says, V'yonisa V'yamarta B'kol Rav, so here too it has to be Dafka B'lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara here is going to elaborate on this point a little bit. So again, we'll pick up from Mikra Bikurim Ketzah. V'yonisa V'yamarta L'fnei Hashem L'kech V'halun U'aymer V'anu Ha'levim V'amru El Kol Ish Yisrael Ma'ani Amur L'halam B'lashon HaKodesh. Just like by the Levim, it had to be B'lashon HaKodesh. Afkan B'lashon HaKodesh. So too here, Mikra Bikurim is B'lashon HaKodesh. Zok the Gemara V'levim Gufayu Minol. And how do you know that the Levim were B'lashon HaKodesh? The Mishnah didn't bring him a card to that. So that we sort of took for granted. How do you know that the Levim, when they said the brachas and the klolos, they said it dafke b'loshen hakodesh? So the Gemara says, Asya kol kol mit Moshe. We learn it from Gzeirah Shava, the word kol from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksifach, it says regarding the Levim that they were va'anu va'amru. They said it how b'kol rav. It says kol. V'ksiv hasam, and it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe yedaber v'alekim yanenu b'kol. What's the context? Rashi, matan Torah. Now, ma'alahal b'loshen hakodesh, matan Torah was zicha b'loshen hakodesh. That's not up for debate. Afkam b'loshen hakodesh. So too the koil that it says by Mikra Bikurim, I'm sorry, by the Levim had to be b'loshen hakodesh. So we learned that the Levim was b'loshen hakodesh from matan Torah, and once we know that the Levim was b'loshen hakodesh, va'anu va'amru va'anisa va'amarta, we learn to Mikra Bikurim as well. And the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Chalitza keitzah. What's the makar? The Chalitza has to be B'loshen HaKodesh. So again, reading from the Mishnah. V'ansa v'amra. It says, regarding Chalitza v'ansa v'amra. U'lahalonu oimer, and again by the Levim, it says, V'anu ha'levim v'amru. Ma l'hal B'loshen HaKodesh, afkan B'loshen HaKodesh. So the Tana Kama in the Mishnah says that the makar to Chalitza is the identical makar to Mikra Bikurim. V'anisa v'yamarta, v'ansa v'amra, v'anu v'amru, by Levim. Just like this, B'lashon HaKodesh, so it's B'lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda was chaylik. He said it says v'ansa v'amra, kocha, it says kocha, at shetayme v'lashon HaKodesh. Kocha means you have to say it the way it's written, and it's written B'lashon HaKodesh. Thus we learn that this is the way it would have to be. So you have a machloikis in the Mishnah, what the makar that Chalitza has to be B'lashon HaKodesh. Either it's va'ansa va'amru gzeirah shava to Levim, or it's the word kocha. V'rabbanon hay kocha mayavdile. The Tanakama, meaning the Rabbanon, not Rabbi Yehuda, who do not use the word kocha to teach me the chalitza has to be b'loshen hakodesh. Rather, they learn it from gzeirah shava. What do they do with the word kocha? They use the word kocha for the same thing Rabbi Yehuda uses it, to teach me that something's ma'akev. But not everything. Only a dover shehu maisa is ma'akev. What's the maisa? So Rashi says, kigoin chalitza, verikika. Those are the maisa components. The amira is less chashev, and kocha can't teach me that the amira is ma'akev to say it dafk in this language. That's why they needed another makar. Zok the gemara for Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda learn that the amira is ma'akev for the word kocha? Maybe I need the word kocha to teach me that the maisa is ma'akev. Mikoi kocha. It could have said koi. Instead it says kocha. That's coming to teach me Sai Maisa's Ma'akiv and also that Mira's Ma'akiv. Rabbanon, Koi Kocha, Le Mashal, Rabbanon, don't darshan Koi Kocha. Thus, they only have one drasha from Kocha. If they only have one drasha from Kocha, therefore, they would need another drasha to teach me that Chalitza has to be B'loshan HaKodesh. Sok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Haiva, Ansa, Va'amra, Mai Avdile. It sounds like there was some Messiah on this Gzeirah Shava of Ansa, Va'amra. That there's a Gzeirah Shava between the parish of Chalitza and the parish of the Levim. So the Gemara's Kash is according to Rabbi Yehuda that learns that Lashon HaKodesh is Ma'akev from the word Kocha. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Gzeirah Shava between Chalitza and the Levim? V'ansa v'amra. It's not the Gemara. Miboyulei la'agmure li'levim. Not la'agmure mi'levim. The emphasis is on the Lamed. La'agmure li'levim, the Lashon HaKodesh, that the Levim had to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Meaning, how do you know that the Levim, the brachas and the klolos, had to be B'Lashon HaKodesh? We learned a lot of things from the Levim in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah never told us the Makar that the brachas and the klolos had to be Lashon HaKodesh. It was the Gemara's kash on the bottom of the Yom. But the Gemara said you learned it from Matan Torah, Koil Koil. Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik on that. Rabbi Yehuda says faket. He holds that the Levim on Kufa learned out from Chalitza. Right, the Gemara, V'leilav kol mi Moshe. Why are you learning the Levim from Chalitza? Maybe learn the Leviim from Kol, from Moshe, meaning from Matan Torah. So the Gemara says, Ani Ani Gomer Kol Kol Gomer. You didn't have a Mesoira on the Gzeira Shava of Ani Ani, the Ansav Amra, but he didn't have a Mesoira on the Gzeira Shava of Kol Kol. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Raya, that this is what Rabbi Yehuda does with the Ansav Amra. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kamakam Shinem Arkoi, or Kacha, or Ani of Amira, in the Yellow Lashon HaKodesh. Those three phrases mean Lashon HaKodesh. Kai, where is that Nogeya? Koy Savarcho Brechas Kayan, coming up. Kacha, that's Chalitza, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And Aniyah V'Amira de Levim, meaning the Gzeres Shava between Aniyah V'Amira of the Levim and the Va'antza V'Amra of Chalitza, meaning the Makar that is Lashon HaKodesh by Levim is Aniyah V'Amira. According to the Chachamim, according to what we said in Amud Aleph, what's the Makar that Levim is B'Lashon HaKodesh? It's the fact that it says Kol, Kol Kol Mimoisha. If Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the Braisa that the Aniyah V'Amira of the Levim is the Makar, that the Levim has to be Aniyah V'Amira, that's Tanya Namiyachi to what we just said. Because we just said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learned Kacha to teach B'Chalitza B'Lashon HaKodesh, what does he do with V'Anu V'Amru and the Gzeir Shava V'Ansa V'Amru? The Torah says to teach me the Levim. That's a Mefurish Braisa right here. So really, if you make a little Sikkum, what comes out, that in terms of how you understand the respective halachas related to Lashon HaKodesh, it's a little different to Rabbi Yehuda than it is according to the Chacham. Meaning in the Mishnah, this machloik is what the makar, the chalitza has to be, the Lashon HaKodesh. Is it the gzeira shava from Levim, or is it the word kacha? But it comes at other nafkaminas as well. Lamashu, what is the makar that Levim gufa has to be, the Lashon HaKodesh? According to the Chachamim, Levim has to be, the Lashon HaKodesh, I learned from Matan Torah, and I learned chalitza from Levim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I know chalitza has to be b'lashon hakodesh from the word kacha. I learn levim from chalitza, and then all the things that I learn from the levim, such as mikra bikurim, that comes as a derivative from that. So it just plays itself out a little bit different. Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda versus the way it does according to the chacham. Just one ha'ara that I saw before we go weiter, the chalkis yoyev. This is in Shailos HaTshuvos Chalkis Yoyev, Madura Tinyana, Simen Aleph. So it's the last paragraph of the Simen. Clear is an interesting Shaila, and really it's a fundamental Shaila to the entire sugi that we're learning. And that is, anytime something has to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh, does it have to be said Dafka in the Lashon that it's written in the Torah? What if I say it B'Lashon HaKodesh, but I make up my own words? So it's going to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, but it's not going to be in the same exact language that it's written in the Torah. Now, when we went through all the Lashon HaKodesh raid bites, we spoke out then, where does Ivrit fall into the equation? And is that Lashon HaKodesh, or is that not Lashon HaKodesh? I think that was Lashon HaKodesh part 3. This is not the same Shaila. It's me'inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan. But that already Ivrit is a sugya b'fnei'atzmoy, k'mavur. Here we're discussing regular Lashon HaKodesh. I said it 100% in the Lashon of Tanakh. The question, however, is, I just made up my own words. Would it be good or would it not be good? That's the Shaila. So, Zok, the Chalkis Yoyev, that I think it could be its Talui in the different drushes in the Gemara. So again, he just throws it out there as a Shaila, and he says, Lo Matzasi Gilui Ledinze. He says, I'm no Makar. But one thing he says very Gishmak is that we have a Machloikis regarding the Parish of Chalitza. A Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What's the Makar? The Chalitza has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. According to the Chachamim, it's learned out from Xerishav. It says, Va'unsa Va'amra, and it says, Va'anu Alevim Va'amru, just like there was B'Lashon HaKodesh. So to hear it has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda said it's learned out from the word Kacha. So he said, Yesh Loimar, Itchapen Afkamina La'alacha. That if you hold that Lashon HaKodesh doesn't have to be dafka the way it's written, as long as you get Lashon HaKodesh, it's good, then L'chayr Chalitza could be B'Lashon HaKodesh, make up your own words, it's going to be okay. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's learned that from the word Kacha, Kacha doesn't just mean Lashon HaKodesh, Kacha means Azov Sushteit. And just like it says it in this Nusach, it has to be in this Nusach. If it's just a limud that it has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, so it says the Chalkis Yoyev, I'm open to entertaining a tzad that could be, it doesn't have to be dafka in the Nusach HaTorah. But he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't even think it would be a Shailo. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Makar is Kacha, and if the Makar is Kacha, it would zicha have to be the way it is. So again, he says, Lo Matzasi Gilui Ludin Zeh, Obis Ein Zach Zok De Vesach Yeh, there could be this Shailo. If you're willing to take the tzad that Lashon HaKodesh just means you have to get the language right, could be that would be an afkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Very, very nice Shaila and a nice nafkamina. The Divrei Pi Chacham Chein. Either way. So we said that we're going to digress a lot, I mean, from here really until the end of the Masechta, but for sure in the next few dafin,
But we're going to keep on coming back to the brachas and the klolos that were said by Har Grizim and Har Eifel. And that means that whole sugya, when we're learning Mesachta Soita, it is a sugya, requires an introduction, and really we should be going through the psukim properly, what exactly was going on. We're all a shtickle familiar with it, but I think we're probably all, I'll speak for myself, a little confused about what exactly is happening. But I don't think it's kedai to really go through it properly until we get to the end of the sugya, because there's so many gemaras that we're going to have to see that we're not going to see really until the Flamed Zayin, which is the end of the week. So we'll push it off a little bit, but for now, we have to address some of the gemaras that we are learning. And that is, specifically, our gemara is going to discuss now where Har Grizim and Har Eifel was. And the reason the gemara is going to discuss it is because the Mishnah discussed it. The Mishnah already talked about where Har Grizim and Har Eifel was. The Mishnah said it rather cryptically, B'loshon Ketzara, the way Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote, or was Masader, the Mishnah. And the gemara is going to say it a little bit more at length. Now, the reason it's confusing is because the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, and there were a whole bunch of mountains. So go find the mountain that's called Grizim and the mountain that's called Eifel. I don't know. We're entering the land for the first time. How are the Yidden supposed to know exactly where Har Grizim is and where Har Eifel is? Today we know because we have a Messiah. But the Yidden are entering Eretz Yisrael in real time. They don't know where Grizim and Eifel is. Two mountains? I mean, this Eretz Yisrael is Harim Savavlo. So we are going to go find now these two mountains. So the Torah gives us a clue. And there was a Machloikis Tanon had to decipher the clue. In fact, there's a Machloikis Tanon where exactly Har Grizim and Har Eifel are. That is the last Gemara in today's time. So just to read the two psukim that this whole Mevucha pivots on. The pasuk is in Parshas Re'eh. V'hoyeki v'yach Hashem Elokecha la'aretz asher atavah shama l'rishto. You're going to enter the land. V'nosates ha'brocha l'hargrizim. You should place the brocha on hargrizim. V'sakol al har'evel. And you should place the curse, the klala, on har'evel. Okay, now where are these two mountains? So these are the different points that the Torah gives us. Ha'loyheim. You want to know where they are? Be'ivr ha'yarden. They are on the other side of the Jordan River. Acharei derech mevoy ha'shemesh. Acharei always means far. So it's far from the road where the sun, Mevay HaShemesh, rises or sets. We'll see, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Be'eretz HaKnani, it's in the land of the Knanim. The whole area, the whole Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaKnani. Hayoyshev ba'arava, it's in the Eretz HaKnani that is settled in the Arava. Mul HaGilgal, it's facing Gilgal. Eitzel Eloine Meira, it's near Eloine Meira. So, to us, this is very, very unclear. And apparently, even on the Tanoim level, there was a shtickel shayla. And as a result, we have a Bryson now that's going to try to place exactly what these different landmarks mean and where exactly Har Grizim and Har Eifel was. Zokti Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Haleihema, Be'ever HaYarden. What does that mean? Me'ever LeYarden Ve'elach, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that what the Pasuk is saying is that it was on the other side of the Yarden, but far away. Now, Rashi says that when the Yidden cross the Yarden, so they're coming from the east. They're on the Mizrach side of the Yarden, and they're traveling west. So if it's far away from the Yarden, that means it's like deep, Meiriv, deep west on the other side. Achrei derech mevoy HaShemesh, what does that mean? What does mevoy HaShemesh mean? Mokim shecham ezeirachas. Mevoy HaShemesh is where the sun rises. The sun rises in the east. It sets in the west. If it rises in the east, so Achrei, which means far away, it's far from the east. Again, this is the same thing. That it's Derech Me'ivel Yarden Ve'elach, far. How do I know it's far? Because Achrei means far, and it's far from Derech Mevoy HaShemesh, which is where the sun rises. If it rises in the east, that means it's pretty far to the west. Be'eretz HaKnani HaYoshe Ba'arov Ha'elu Har Grizim V'Har Eivel She'yosh V'mem Kutiyim. These are what we know today as Har Grizim and Har Eifel, which is where the Kutim live today. Now, the Kutim didn't live there in the time that the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda's talking to the Olam. He's giving share. And he said, you know where the Kutim live today? And by the way, they live there till today. So you know where the Kutim live today? They live on Har Grizim and Har Eifel, and that's the Eretz HaKnani. That part of Canaan is what the Torah was referring to. Mul HaGilgal. So this is a little bit tricky. The Gemara says, Samuch LaGilgal. It was close to Gilgal. The problem is that Har Grizim and Har Eifel is not close to Gilgal. So if you look in the Rashash, Rashash takes out these words. He says, Mula Gilgal doesn't mean Samach LeGilgal. So what does it mean? It means it's facing Gilgal, but it's not Samach LeGilgal, because really, it's not Samach LeGilgal. Eitzel Eloine Meira. What is that? Shechem. That's what we know as Shechem. The Pasuk says, Vayavar Avram Oretz Ad Mekayim Shchem Adoy Le Moira. So there it says Eloin Moira, and it says Shchem Ma Eloin Moira. I'm about Shchem, just like Avraham Avinu, it was Shchem. Afkan Shchem. So to over here, it's going to be Shchem. And by the way, if anyone's ever visited Har Gerizim, I mean, do it at your own risk, but it is in the West Bank, but you could go visit there. It's right near Shechem. It's literally a stone's throw away from Shechem. That's exactly where Har Gerizim is. Zokti Mar Tanya. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef. Petover says, Yafti Sifri Kutiyim. I was able to use this pasuk to prove to the Kutiyim that their whole Messiah is Narish. Why? Amarti Lohem. I told them, Ziyaftem Teiraschem. V'lo helisem b'yadchem klom. Meaning, the Kutim Rashi says believed in Torah Shabbat, they didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. And they felt that without Torah Shabbat Peh, you can have everything figured out. So I told them, without Torah Shabbat Peh, how do you know that Har Gerizim and Har Eivel is near Shechem? Mehechatesi. Midik Sha'ata Moimrin, Eloine Moir Shechem. You say it's Shechem. Af Anu Moidem She Eloine Moir Shechem. We also hold that Eloine Moir Shechem. But Omnu Lemad Nubik Zer Shabbat. We have a Makar for it. Ata B'malim Adatem. You don't have a Makar for it. So I told them, you see that you need... Obviously, in your mind, yeah, there's no such thing as Xeris Shavah, there's no such thing as a limud from Avram Avinu. There has to be, because otherwise, how would you know that Eilam Meir is Shechem? And Reb Elazar Rabbi Yosef, he said that I once had it out with the Kutim. Very interesting. And B'dover Zeziyafti Sifri Kutim. This was checkmate. They had no answer. Mamish, they could not respond to this question. Either way, this is the first sheet. It's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda, where is Har Gerizim and Har Eivel? It's where the Kutim live. It's near Shechem. That's where the brachas and the klalos took place. Rabbi Loza had a different shot in the pasuk. He said that when it says haloihema be'ever ha'yardein, what does it mean? It means samach le'yardein. It means that go find these two mountains, and they're not going to be far away from the yardein. To the contrary, they're going to be very, very close to the yardein. Now, how did Rabbi Loza know this? Because if it's far away, haloiksiv, the pasuk says v'hoyu ba'avrechem. Es hayarden. Now the end of that pasuk is v'hoyu ba'avrechem es hayarden tokimu es avonim o'il asher anoichim etzav eschem ayoyim b'har evil v'sadet to'izim asid. And Rashi says that it's mashma, the way you're supposed to read this pasuk is that the day they crossed the yarden was the day that they would erect the mizbeach, and this is the day that they would write the Torah in Be'er Heitev in 70 languages. Now if they're traveling a long time, they couldn't have done it in one day. Again, this is always a chiddush, such a taina, because we're dealing in a world of kvitzas aderech and seas are splitting all over the place. So, punk this, they couldn't do in a day. But this is where Rabbi Elazar said. So Rabbi Elazar said, it's mashma that al piderech hateva, they couldn't travel there in one day. And if that's the case, that must mean that they were very, very close to the yardin. Okay. Achrei derech mevei hashamash. So then what does the pasuk mean when it says achrei derech mevei hashamash? Because achrei, we said, means far away. It means mokim shachama shaykas. It's far from where the sun sets. The sun rises in the east, but it sets in the west. If it's far from the west, where is it? That's another way of saying it's in the east. Oh, and the Yidden are coming from, so it's mamish, it's right there. And that was the point. The Eretz Haknani, it's not where the Kutim live, that's far from the Yarden. But rather, it's Eretz Chivi, it's where the Chivi live. And that is what the landmarks in this pasuk mean. But the Gemara asks some kashas over here. The first kasha the Gemara asks is, it says, Hayoyshev Ba'arafa. It sounds like this place is supposed to be Ba'arava. Arava means like open field. The Eretz Achivi, this place that's close to the Yarden, that's not the place of Arava, but to the contrary, it's Bein Harmug Voice. The Pasuk says, Mul HaGilgal. It's not Samach HaGilgal, and it's not even Mul HaGilgal. You can't even see the Gilgal from there. So the Gemara's Kasha is that Bishlami Rabbi Yehuda, I hear, but Rabbi Lazar has a different shot in what's going on in this Pasuk. I don't even know how to make sense of those words in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov came to the defense of Rabbi Lazar, and he said, not every word in that Pasuk is coming to serve as a landmark for where Har Gerizim and Har Eivel was. But some of those words are meant to be gedarshin, like Divrei Hayomim. We're literally using these words for drasha. And the purpose of this drasha is to show the Yidden the way that they should enter the land. And the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was, Laharis lam derech b'shniyah, gederech shayar lam b'rishayim. What does that mean? When the Yidden entered the first time, meaning when they left Mitzrayim, so they had the Anani HaKavod. When they went to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have the Anani HaKavod anymore. But the Eibishter gave the Yidden clues of what they should do, so like this, they're going to be safe. And these words that don't really shtim in the Pashup Shat, according to Rabbi Elazar, that's the purpose of these words. How so? Derech. The word derech means b'derech lechu. You should travel on the road, v'loy b'sada sakraman. Don't go through the fields and the vineyards. Hayoyshev, what's that word coming to say? Be yishuv l'chu. You should go into yishuv leib midbarius. Don't travel in the desert. Ba'arava, what does that mean? Ba'arava l'chu. You should try to travel on the plains. V'leib baharim gvois, as opposed to between mountains and gvois. Either way, these are the two pshatim in what the pasuk, which really is trying to describe to us where Hargrizim and Harevel are. Clearly, there was a machlikus in the Masaira of where these mountains are. We paskin keilu like Rabbi Yehuda that Hargrizim and Harevel is samach l'shchem. Either way, we'll pick up this whole inyan of Hargrizim and Harevel in tomorrow's daf, and then in the next daf, and in the next daf, and the next daf. It's going to be the chorus of a lot of the gemaras that we're going to learn over the next couple of days. But as it relates to Rei, I think it's kedai to go back to the beginning of the daf, speak about something that we've spoken about a lot, but Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Kama Chidushim, it's also a little bit of a hemshach and a hoysafa to the raid that we spoke about last night, albeit al derech nigla. And that is, the Gemara said that tefillah is one of the things that are nemarim b'chal lashon. And the Gemara said, what's the makar to that? It's pasha. Rachmehi. Because what is tefillah? Tefillah is rachamim. You're asking the Eibushter for rachmonis. And if that's the case, kol hechi de boi matzli, it makes sense that you should be able to daven in any language that you want to daven. Meaning, being that tefillah is rachmi, we learn a halacha, and that is that tefillah could be said b'chol lashon. Emes is another very important halacha that we know because of the fact that tefillah is rachmi. And really another place where the Gemara uses this sprach, that tefillah is rachmi, to teach me something that everybody knows. And that is, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Brachos, daf chof amud aleph, noshim va'avodim v'ktanim, pturim min kriya shema u'min atfilin, v'chayovim b'tfilo u'b'mezuzah u'b'berchas hamazah. Noshim ha'chayiv in tfilo. Says the Gemara, why? Why are women chayiv in tfilo? Derachmi ninu. Because tfilo is rachmi. And being that tfilo is rachmi, so it makes sense that women should be chayiv just like men. Pashup Shad is, just like a man needs rachmanis, women also need rachmanis. Incidentally, women are more rachmanios than even men are. But the point is that being that tefillah is rachmi, that's the reason that noshem achayv and tefillah, just like men are. And then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Mao de teima, that really the time of the Mishnah had to say this. Because had the time of the Mishnah not said that noshem achayv and tefillah, I would have thought that pater. Because I would have thought, Ha'ov iksiv ba'erev v'voiker v'tzarayim. Being that it says that when do you daven ba'erev. Maybe it should be a mitzvah seish mangarama, and if it's a mitzvah seish mangarama, noshim should be potter. Kamash malon. That's why the time of the Mishnah had to say that noshim achayiv in tefila to teach me that even though it's a mitzvah seish mangarama, but being that it's rachmi, it's for that reason they're going to be chayiv. Now the way we have the Gemara right here in Brachos Daf Chof on the days, and the way that we just read the Gemara is the way that some Rishonim were Geiris the Gemara. But really, there was another Girsa in the Gemara. And from that other Girsa emerges a tremendous Nafgemina Lalach. And the background to that other Girsa is the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the obligation for a person to daven is a Chiyuv Deiraisa, or whether it's only a Chiyuv Derabban. The Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, it's chapter 1, verse 1. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Saseh L'Spal B'chol Yom. There's a Mitzvah Saseh for a person to daven every day. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Va'avadetem as Hashem Elokeichem. And mipi Hashmua Amru, Sha'avoydezu hi tefillah. That this avoyde means tefillah. V'nemar, there's another Pasuk that says, Ula Avdei B'chol Avavchem. And Amru Chachonim, Eza hi avoyde shnebelev, zu tefillah. So the Rambam holds that the chiv tefillah is a chiv deiraisa. Now the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says that even though the obligation that a person has to daven every day is a chiv deiraisa, but the ein minyan atfilos min haTorah, the minyan of the tefillos is not midairaisa, and this manum of the tefillos not midairaisa. And the Rambam continues and says the nusach of tefillos not deiraisa, meaning midairaisa. If a person would daven one time a day and he would say something nice to the Eibishter, he would ask him for something, he would fulfill his mitzvah of tefillah. This that we daven three times a day, and this that we have the nusach of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and this that you have the first man tefillah and the second man tefillah, says the Rambam, that's all Takanas Chazal, that's all Madrabah. But as it relates to the Rochi of tefillah, the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah d'Araisa. The Rambam was Shona is Pirkei in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and it's in Mitzvah Hey. The Rambam says, V'hamitzvah HaChamishes, the fifth of the Tayrag Mitzvahs, Hishat Zivonu, La'ovda Yisava. There's a mitzvah for a person to serve Hashem.
What does it mean to serve Hashem?
You find this pasuk twice. And you find more than twice. And says the Rambam, even though this tzivui sounds like a very general mitzvah, serve Hashem,
okay,
but it means something specific, and that is tefillah. V'loshen asefri, ula avda izu tefillah, etc., etc., etc.
The bottom line is, this is the Rambam l'shitasa in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam shita is that tefillah is a mitzvah d'iraisa. The Ramban, in his Asogas on the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs is chaylik with the Rambam. And the Ramban says, I have many rais in Shas that tefillah is not a mitzvah d'iraisa, but tefillah is only a mitzvah d'rabbana. One of the rais that the Ramban brings is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says that there were certain Talmidei Chachamim, people that were Teirasan Umnasan, that they were mafsik their learning for Kriyat Shema, but they weren't mafsik their learning for tefillah. Says the Ramban, what's Pashup Shan in the Gemara? Probably because Kriyat Shema is a chiv d'iraisa and tefillah is only a chiv d'rabbana. But the bottom line is, says the Ramban, you see from this Gemara, many similar Gemaras about Keri is supposed to say Kriyat Shema, but he doesn't say tefillah. Why? Because Kriyat Shema is Deiraisa and Tefillah is only the Rabbanon. So the Ramban is Chaylik Ki Yodua with a Tkifus, and he says, I disagree with you, Rambam. I hold that Tefillah is not a mitzvah Deiraisa, but rather Tefillah is merely a mitzvah the Rabbanon. The Taz in Simen Kuvav and the Prima Gadim in Simen Kuvav and other Gedoyli Achrayim say that the emes is, according to the Rambam, I think we have to revisit the Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara said that Noshem Achayev in Tefillah. It was a Mishnah. Why? A reason. A new reason. The Rachmi. Because Tefillah is Rachmi. Like the Gemara said in Soit Elam and Gimel Amar Aleph, Tefillah could be B'chaloshin because it's Rachmi. Noshem Achayev in Tefillah because it's Rachmi. And the Gemara said, Ma'u de Tema, I would have thought, that being that it says Be'erev Avoyke V'tzorayim, it should be a mitzvah station's Ma'an Grama, they should be potter. That's why I need a Tam Chodesh to tell you that no, they're going to be Chayev. And the reason they're going to be Chayev, even though it's a mitzvah station's Ma'an Grama, is because it's Rachmi. So say the poiskim, it's Kedai the half cup. The Bishloimu, like the Ramban, that holds that Tefillah is a Rabbana. That means the initial institution of Tefillah was the way we have it. Because there's no Chiv Tefillah Midairai, so all it is a Chiv the Rabbana. Okay, what did the Rabbanan say? Open up a Shulchan Aruch, learn Hilchas Tefillah. That's what it said. It's supposed to daven Baboikir, Be'erev, Be'tzarayim, Be'tazasar Nusach. So that is Hilchas Tefillah. If that's the case, the Iker Chiv Tefillah is a mitzvah seich as mangaram. And if that's the case, I would have thought Noshim HaPater. That's why we have a new reason, the Rachmi, to teach me that really Noshim are going to be Chayiv. Hagam, it's a mitzvah seich as mangaram, and the rule is Noshim are usually Pater. No, here it's Rachmi. Just like Soit Olam Gimel, so too Brachus Chav. You have this same Chiddush, a new halacha that's learned down in Hilchas Tefillah because of the fact that Tefillah is Rachmi. But like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that all the Zmanei Tefillah are only Midrabanon, because the Iker Chiv Tefillah is already a Chiv Deiraisa. That Chiv, the Rambam said Mefurish, with Bok Tzeiner, has no Zman. That Chiv has no Nusach. That Tefillah, you can do once at any time during the day. That means that the Iker Chiv Tefillah is really a mitzvah sasesha in Azman Garama. If it's a mitzvah sasesha in Azman Garama, it's Pasha Noshem Achayev. I don't need new reasons to tell me, the Rachmi, that's why Noshem Achayev. I would have thought it's a mitzvah sasesha Azman Garama. How could you have thought that it's a mitzvah sasesha Azman Garama? Midrabbanan, it's a mitzvah sasesha Azman Garama, but midairaisa, it's a mitzvah sasesha in Azman Garama. And if midairaisa, it's a mitzvah sasesha in Azman Garama, so midairaisa, it's Pasha that Noshem should be Chayev. So the Gedoyli Apoiskim, literally, the Noise Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch say that you have to say the Rambam didn't have the Gerus in the Gemara that we have in Brachas Daf Chav. The Rambam had Rachmi in Soit Olam and Gimel, but he didn't have it in Brachas Daf Chav. And Fakir, according to the Rambam, the reason Noshem Achayev and Tefillah is, it's even more Pasha than Rachmi, it's because it's a mitzvah sasesha in Azman Garama. And being that it's a mitzvah seish in Azman Garama, that's the reason that Noshim are going to be chay. Zok the Mishnah Brura, in the beginning of mitzvah kuvav, this is halacha l'maisa, that l'chura, it comes out then, a nafgamina l'halacha, between the Rambam and the Ramban, in terms of what a woman's chi of tefillah is, and the Ramban, who holds tefillah is the Rabbanon, is going to end up way more chamor than according to the Rambam. The Mishnah said Noshim achayiv in tefillah. According to the Rambam, what does it mean? It means the Iker Chiv Deiraisa. Women are Chayiv. I the whole Gemara, the Rambam didn't have that Gemara. Their Taz, Prima Gadol, already said the Rambam wasn't Geirusa. So what does it mean? It means they have the Iker Chiv. A woman has a Chiv to daven. According to the Rambam, does a woman have a Chiv to daven three times a day?
you'd say it's a mitzvah seishas mangaroma, that din the rabbanon, and as a result, potter. I think Gemara says, no, the Gemara never said it according to the Rambam. The Rambam didn't have that girsa in the Gemara. Because it can't be the Rambam had that girsa in the Gemara, the way the Taz and the Prima Gadim see it. And if that's the case, women are chayv in tefillah, as I state in the Mishnah, but they're just chayv to say something. But according to the Ramban, what was the Gemara? The Gemara was specifically talking to the chayv tefillah that we have today, which is Be'erah Bavoyke B'tzarayim, which really at its core is a mitzvah seishas hazmangarob. Oh, but because it's rachmi, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Nashim chayavas b'tefillah. If that's the case, women are going to be chayv to daven, not just say something every single day, but they have a chiv to shtalzach shmein esrei v'yamensh, and they're going to have a chiv to daven 3 times a day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's really what should come out. And the emes is, if you look at the Mechaber says, the Noshim v'avodim, this is in Simin Kuv Vav Sif Aleph, Noshim and Avodim, afa pishab turmi kriyishma, chayovim b'tefillah. Because the mitzvah say sheloy asman gerom. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. The mechaber is quoting who? The Rambam. Number one, the mechaber always goes like the Rambam, and his tam. That's not what the Gemara said in Brachas Daf Chav. The Gemara Brachas Daf Chav said it's a mitzvah say sheloy asman gerom, but it's rachmi. The teretz is the mechaber is going like the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, you don't have that Gemara because the ganze sugya fight nishtan. It's pashut that women are going to be chayav. So says the Mishnah Berurah, comes out that according to the psak of the mechaber, and there's no Rama. According to the psak of the mechaber, would come out a woman just has to daven. But says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read it inside. Kolza l'dasa Rambam. This is all true according to the Rambam. Shirak zmani at tefillah. Right, and that's what the Mechaber is going with. So says the Magen Avraham, "Shal pis varazu nagu roiv anoshem she'im mespalulin yud ches betmidos shachar v'erev v'fisha oimrois miyad v'boiker samach l'natila ezeb akosho u'min atayra yoitzes bozeh." So says the Magen Avraham, this is the pshat that women don't daven the way men do, and the reason is they don't have to. Because there, although the Mishnah says Noshem Chayovas in Tefillah, it means the Iker Chi of Tefillah, which the Rambam says Midai Raisa was a mitzvah say she'inas mangarama, which means just say one bakasha, one Tefillah, and that's the teretz to the Minhag Ha'olam. The Efsher Avodas HaRamban, I was looking at Mishnah Berurah, the Ramban holds she'iker mitzvah Tefillah mid the very Sofer. Because it's rachamim. The chain ikr says the Mishnah Berurah. I hold the ikr sheet is not the psak of the mechaber, but rather the ikr sheet is the Ramban. Because that's really the sheet of Rav the Poiskim, the Chin Achriya B'Shagasariya. And the Shagasariya came out that way. Alkein Yesh Lahazu L'Noshim. So he says, you have to warn women, She Yispalulu Yudches, that they should daven Shmein Esrei. V'Nochen Gamkein, She Yikablu Alein Oyl Malchus Shamayim, Dahinu Shem Yomru Al Koponim Shmai Yisrael, Kit Isa V'Simen Ayim. V'Yomru Gamkein, Birchas Emes V'Yatsiv, Kidei Lismoich Gulu L'Tvilo, U'Kemoish Shinkosav Amogad Avram V'Simen Ayim. This is only for Shachris and Mincha. But Tfilas Arvis, you Rishos. Tfilas Arvis, my Rav, he says, is a Rishos. Even though we sort of took it upon ourselves as a Chayva, women were never Mekabalit, Verubim Amos Bal and Arvis, so therefore I don't think they have to daven Mayrav. And then he brings the raid of some Rosh and the raid of Behuda, where they have to Chiv to daven Musaf. But that's a whole other raid, right? But the bottom line is this. What comes out, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says it so beautifully, and it's not an easy cheshbon, but it's a geshmak cheshbon, that we have the machlokes Rambam and Ramban, whether tefillah is deraisa, tefillah is derabbanan. And you would think that in every conversation in Hilchas Tefillah, what would emerge is that according to the Rambam, it's a chumrah, according to Ramban, it's a kula. The Rambam holds tefillah is deraisa. Okay, that raises the ante. According to the Ramban, all it is a different cipher. So you would think it's not so chumrah. Oh, but it comes out a tremendous nafkamina la'alacha, for Noshin, that according to the Ramban, it's going to be way more chomer than according to the Rambam. A woman could wake up in the morning according to the Rambam, and she could say, Tata Zisa, she could say, give me strength, I don't know, she could say anything, and she fulfills her mitzvah deraisa. She's done, she's done, yeah, and her mitzvah Rabbana too, she has no other chiv. According to Ramban, you have to shtalzach shmen asra, you have to be saying, mechul letvila, lechatchil ish bimakabalo mach shamayim, it's a whole avoid, she doesn't put a tefillin, but it's a whole avoid. And because it's a ganza avoid, so it's for that reason, it's going to come out way more chomer according to the Ramban than according to the Rambam. I think that's Pashat. But I just want to be Messiah with one, what I think is a shtickle of Ha'ar Nifla, as it relates to Tefillah, as it relates to this sugya of Tefillah Deiraisa, Tefillah Derabanan, and it's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oise Inyan, to what we spoke about last night. And that is, I saw in the Sefer, Rapduni B'Tapuchim. This is from Rav Shloima Arieli Shlita. So he asks a kasha from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, to a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayikra. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we mentioned the Gemara briefly a moment ago. The Gemara over there is commenting on a Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Daf Tes Amud Beis, Mafsikin Likreis Kriyishma, Ve'im Mafsikin Letfilah. Person has to be mafsik different zachen to Krishma, but you don't have to be mafsik with tefillah. And the Gemara, this brings a brisa and relates this inyan to Torah. Chaverim shall you iskin the Torah. You had a chabura of people that were sitting and learning Torah, mafsik in the Krishma. Right, Rabbi Seinu, he gives man Krishma shalach shel shachris. So there's an inyan of mafsik in the Krishma. Oh, but they ain't mafsik in with tefillah. You don't have to stop learning for tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is not true for everybody. This is only true for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and his chaverim. People like us, that we're not teirosanum nasan, mafsik in the kriyishma v'tefillah, we would have to be mafsik not only for kriyishma, we would have to be mafsik v'tefillah as well. Incidentally, it's always kedai to chazer this. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't teirosanum nasan, kegoin anu she'ein teirosanum nasan, so the Chassam Sofer in his Kedusha Masechta Shabbos says that he asked this kashan shir, and one of the bacharim, he mentions his name, I don't remember it, Zohar Latoy, but one of the bacharim said that maybe Rabbi Yochanan said this after he had left yeshiva together with Ilfa, before he went back to become a Rosh Yeshiva. And during that kufa, he wasn't yet Tayrasa Yom Nasai. And the Chassam Sofer says, Divrei Pichachim Chen. He mamish was Meshabeach the Teretz. But I'll go upon him. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this halacha is only true for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai the Chaverev. They were Tayrasa Yom Nasai. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan said, going on, we're not Tayrasa Yom Nasai. It's going to be different. But this is a Gemara, where the Gemara, it's Mavur, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai the Chaverev, they didn't daven. They were parted from Tvila. They were mafsik in the Kriyishma. But for tefillah, that they didn't have to be mafsik. So Shlomo Arieli asked the kasha from a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar is in Parshas Vayikra. The Zohar says, Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Abba have a Yasfi. Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Abba, they were sitting together. Omer Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza, this is Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Shimon. Chamino la'abba b'yoymi d'Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim. I watched, I observed my father, Rabbi Shimon Vayichai. This was during the Tzaitin for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. D'loi boi l'mishma t'sloysim yikol barnash. He would not want to hear the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah from any person. Unless Rav Shimon Vayichai had the chance to sit with the Baal Tefillah for 3 days to make him rain. And Dagoy is here on the Zohar HaKadosh. So they bring from the Ramak that the Ramak said that he meant he wanted to work with him binyanei tshuva and just to be a proper Baal Tefillah. The Rav Shimon have a Amar Hachi. Because Rav Shimon used to say the following. B'tzloysa d'hai barnash d'anome d'akino. Through the tefillah of a person that I had the chance to sit with, and I had the ability to be metayer, is kaparam. The whole world can get a kapara. For kol shkein b'tkiyah d'shoifer. Rabbi Loza said this was kal v'choym rechum when it came to tkiyah shoifer. D'loy mekabel tkiyah at the barnash. He wouldn't be mekabel to tkiyah shoifer from the barnash. D'lav iu chochem lemiska b'roza d'tkiyah. Unless this Baal Tekeya knew how to blow shoifer b'roza d'tkiyah. Whatever that is. But the bottom line is, it's a Zohar HaKadosh that Rav Shimon Vayichai used to daven on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Shlomo Arieli asked, I understand, he had a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that Rav Shimon Vayichai didn't daven. Mafsikin l'kriyishmav, im mafsikin l'tfilah. Could go in Rav Shimon Vayichai v'chaveirav. And he had a mafurish in Zohar HaKadosh that Rav Shimon Vayichai used to be mafsik l'tfilah. L'chaira, how do you understand it? Rav Shlomo Arieli added a beautiful knech. He brings that in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, Echad Min HaRishonim, HaMasechtes Brachos, Piyodua. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, it corresponds to Brachos Tavches. So over there, he brings this Gemara about Rav Shimon Vayichai v'chaveirav. And his Loshen is, K'moy Shem Otzinu, Rav Shimon Vayichai, Lo'yhoyim Mispalel Ela, Mishonu L'shonu. He used to daven once a year. He used to daven Mishonu L'shonu. So says Rav Shimon Arieli, first of all, there's a Chiddush from Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. Where you got this from? but could be got it from the Zohar. And forget, this was the once a year that he used to daven. This goof for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's when he used to daven. But other than that, he didn't daven. Aba hagoof at Tzarech Beer. Why was he davening dafka Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The halach of Emafsik L'Tfilah doesn't say, read the fine print, once a year you have to be mafsik. Of course not. If you don't have to be mafsik, you don't have to be mafsik. So vos epis Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, maishna, why would this be different? But I think the teretz is pashit, based on what we spoke about last night, and based on what we've spoken about, the meshach hashanim, and that is, the Ramban is chaylik with the Rambam. The Ramban holds that there's no mitzvah sase to daven. Oh, but the emes is the Ramban's appella. Because there's mefurish gemaras, there's mefurish brises that say there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Just to mention one, tainus daf beis amid aleph, detanya lahavas Hashem loykechem ula avde bechal avavchem. Izohi avoy deshi belev. Have you ever heard tefillah? And the Rambam brings all these. We read the Lashon HaRambam before in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Yad, where he brings all these psukim as sources to his shita that really tefillah is deraisa. So how could the Ramban say that tefillah is the rabbanon? L'chayr it's mefurish that tefillah is deraisa. The Ramban himself asks this kasha in his Asagas, and the Ramban says two terutzim. One teretz Ramban says is that it's true. There's many, many drushes. Maybe all these drushes are asmachtos ba'amo. Okay? If it's an asmachta, it's an asmachta. And a chanami, they're drushes, and they certainly feel like they're real drushes, but it's not muchach that they're real drushes. All it is an asmachta ba'alma. But then says the Ramban, but maybe you could say a different teretz. Oy loymar. Maybe what all those psukim are saying is that midday raisa is a chiyuv to daven. However, that chiyuv to daven midday raisa is that if a person finds himself in an eis tzara, interesting. That you should daven to the Eibishter and an Eis Tzara. That if a person finds himself in an Eis Tzara, he should understand his lev and his inayim should get the fact that really the only person that can get him out of this Eis Tzara is the Eibishter. Literally like Avodim Yad Adonim. V'zeu Kenyan Shakosav. In Parshas Baal Loishchak. Yisavoyu Nulcham Ba'artzachem Al Atzara. Atzoy Reschem. Varioi etc. So says the Ramban, it could be that all those psukim that say that there's a mitzvah for a person to daven, all those psukim are talking about davening in an eis tzara. Because in an eis tzara, the taka is a mitzvah, so I say, they rise to daven. When it's not an eis tzara, then there's no mitzvah saseh. But when it's an eis tzara over there, it's going to be a mitzvah saseh. We once mentioned a beautiful ha'ara from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer, where Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer said that, actually, first, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer says that the Pasuk says in Parshas Va'aschanon, Ki mi goy gadol, ashne lo yalikim kroivim eilov, Kashem aleikenu b'chol kareinu elav. Now we all know the pasuk that one of the things that bring out the chashivus and the godliness of Klal Yisrael is kimigoy gadol. That what asher loy b'tavav aleikim kareinu elav. Kashem aleikenu b'chol kareinu elav. If you look in the Targum Unkelus says like this: Are mon amirav delay elokok karev le kabbalat sloise. Who is a nation that the Eved is so close to them? The Kabbalah Tzloisei, to be Mekabal the Tefillah, be'idon Aksei, in his man of Tzara, ka'ashem eloikona b'chol idon da'nachna matzlin kodamoy. If you look in the Targum Yoinesen says as follows, a little bit more barichas, I'll just pick up the last piece. Bram memra da'ashem, yosev al kursei, rom, u'menatal, v'shama tzloisona b'chol idon da'nan metzalion kamei v'ovid ba'usan. So Unkelus and Targum Yoinesen, each one in their own sprach of Aramish, are being mefarish this pasuk. But if you look closely and carefully, they're not saying the same thing. Targum Unkelus said, "Kashem alakana mi arei mon am rav dilei alaka karavle lekabalat sloisei beidan akse." That the Eibush the answers are tefillah when we're in an eis tzara. Targum Yoinesin doesn't say the word akse. Bram memro da Hashem Yosef al kursei ramu menato v'shamat zloisonu b'chol idon danan matzalayim kamei v'ovid b'usan. There's a, seems to be a discrepancy here. In Pashat being mefarish the pasuk, this school of asher lo yalekim kreivim elof kashem alekeinu b'chol kareinu elof, is it nafka b'chol eis tzara v'tzuka, or is it mi mamish b'chol eis? So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer that maybe The machloikis is, the machloikis Rambam and Ramban. If you hold tefillah d'iraisa means b'choleis, so we're talking about the tefillah of the Torah. The tefillah of the Torah is b'chol kareinu eilav. It's always like Targumot Yonason. But if the tefillah of the Torah is davka b'choleis sorav et sukkah, so that's why Uncle has added these words, be'idan akse, because it's only then that you have tefillah d'iraisa like the Ramban. And he's mefalful kadarka b'koich. But anyway, in that shtickle, this part we did speak out once, says Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, I think you can answer a Tosfos kasha. He says, I think you can answer Akasha that the Bali Tosfos says. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Rav Shimon Baichoy, the Chaver, they were not mafsik for tefillah, right? They were never mafsik for tefillah. Mafsik le kriyishma, they mafsik le tefillah. The Rishonim learned halacha lemaisa, they were not mafsik for tefillah. So, Freit, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soif, Freit Tosfos, the Gemara says, in Masechtis, Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, when Rav Shimon Baichoy and his son, Rabbi Luzer, they were in the Ma'ara and they were hiding. So the Pasuk says they would sit in quicksand, they would take their clothing off because they didn't want the clothing to go bad. When it came time to daven, lovish, umachsi, they would put on the clothing, umatsli, they would daven, and that's how they were able to daven without there being issues of liboy roya so'er. Freita is sakasha, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is davening, after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't masuk l'tfilah. So Tos has a big doichik. Tos says, ahum matsli hainu krishma. You have to say, when the Gemara says they were matzah, it doesn't mean they said Shema Nasra. They didn't daven. It was Kriyishma. And mafsikin leKriyishma. And that's why it means Kriyishma. Zok Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer. Aber lefi hanal, lefi the Ramban. That holds. That tefillah is a mitzvah derabban. But be'ez sorav v'tzuka, then it's a mitzvah deraisa. Yeshloi mar ba'ifin nifla. Rav Shimba Yechai v'chaveru, they were mafsik for Kriyishma, not for tefillah. Why? Because Kriyishma is deraisa, and tefillah is only derabbanon. That's tefillah on a regular day. But when a Yid finds himself in an Eis Sar, Zok Ramban, that's what all the Rambam's Makairis mean, then Avada there's going to be a mitzvah deiraisa. Where Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaver were hiding, when they were in the Ma'ara, at that point, it was an Eis Sar. Their lives were literally at risk. That's why they were in the Ma'ara for all these years. It wasn't as bite of this, they were pushing hiding to save their lives. So if they were in a matzah that they've Sar, it comes up for them, tefillah was a deiraisa. If for them, tefillah was deiraisa, Zok Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer is the Eis Shloim. That's why they had to be masked for tefillah also. Mamish nifla. But Al Kapanim, Lefia Anal Yesh Loimer. And it's so obvious, based on the raid we spoke about last night, that Yesh Loimer, that's why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was davening a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. Because we mentioned yesterday from the Reshiva of Yeruchim Shlita, B'Shem De Imre David, and all the Marim Mekoimis, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where it's Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim Psuchim, like Yisrael Salanter says, a person finds himself in a sakana gedoyla. It's ein lecha eis sara gedoyla mizu. If ein lecha eis sara gedoyla mizu, and that's why you can daven b'kol ram, etc., etc. Because this ein lecha eis sara gedoyla mizu. So if that's the case, it's poshut. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaveru, the only reason they're not being masik l'tfila is because tefillah is derabbanan. But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, tefillah is deiraisa. And being on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, tefillah is deiraisa. So it's for that reason, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there already it's going to be different. And that's why, maybe, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Zayir, in Parshas Vayikra, he has his whole cheshbin of what kind of about tefillah he's looking for when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Frank Rav Shloim Arieli, why are you looking for about tefillah in Rosh Hashanah? Ein masik l'tfila. The teretz is, vayisayis over here, it's going to be different. So I'll tell you one hoysof Rav Shloim Arieli said, and we're going to end with this. So in that shtickle, where he brings the Zayir HaKadosh, and he shtos the suit to the Tamid Rabbi Yoina in Brachas Tavches, that once a year, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to daven, this may be what it means. It means this is man. It's not one tefillah, it sounds like. But this man, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mimamakim Kresicha Hashem, during this tkufa, he used to daven. So he says that we all know the Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. It goes deep into Daf Chav Ches. But the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and because of a Maisa Shahaya Kachay with Rabbi Yeshua, it was determined that Rabbi Gamliel is no longer fit to be the Nasi. And he's removed from his position, and then the question is, who's going to be the next Nasi? And it was decided that the next Nasi was going to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but then it wasn't so nice either. 3 weeks, 1 week, Boy Bayoim, the theme of some of the last stuff in here, Masechta Soita, Masechta's Idias, Teichah Kabara, in the Sraba Asaf Solon, etc., etc., etc. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in one of his drashas, says, and he has rayas, that Maisa took place on Rosh Hashanah. It's a chiddush. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that Maisa took place on Rosh Hashanah. One of his rayas are that the Gemara tells the story over there where they finally decide Rabbi Gamliel has to be removed. So they told Rabbi Gamliel, Ishtaki, last year, you were Mitzayim already, Rabbi Yeshua, and now you're being Mitzayim again, and the Ishtaki, the last year, was on Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Akiva said it's mashma a little bit that it happened mamash on the same day, boy bayoyim Ishtaki, boy bayoyim, pun intended, that it happened literally then. And Rabbi Akiva then says a pilpul in a drasha, but this is from the Grace of Kadmoinim, that this whole story happened on Rosh Hashanah. So says Rabbi Shlomo Arieli, a dover nifla. He says, if that's the case, how did the whole story start? Remember the story? How did it start? There was a Talmud that came to Rabbi Yeshua and he asked him, Tfilas Arvis, is Rishus or it's Chayva? It sounds like there was a Talmud that wanted to daven. And he wasn't sure, is there a Chiv to daven now or is it only a Rishus to daven now? And he told him one way, and then he went to Rabbi Gamliel, and then the whole Nice happened. At the very, very end of the Gemara says, by the way, who was that Talmud? The rest of the story, says the Gemara, that Talmud was none other than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he says, Yesh Loimar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't daven. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shteitin Zohar Kaddish on Rosh Hashanah, he did daven. And Talmid Rabbi Yehuda says that he would daven once a year, Yesh Loimar, it's referring to that Zohar Kaddish. This is the once a year he daven. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, now it's Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden said. And now he's going to be Mavsik L'Tfilah. But he wants to know, one second, I'm not sure I'm going to be Mavsik for Tfilah Zarvis, because his Tfilah Zarvis, Rosh Hashanah, see, he irons out some of the details, Ayin Shum. But Al Kaponim, he says, it's Nifladik, that it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the Talmud, he's the one that's asking the question. He's asking it on Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is the one time a year that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is going to be Mafsik, Latvila. Again, that's a Gemara that is Poshet, the gift that keeps on giving. The Aim Based Medrash, Olay Chiddush, and we'll stop here.